if I understand correctly, as I have the story, this is an Associated Press story. A couple driving home flipped and wrecked their car. Hmm. They were swerving to avoid a couch.
A what?
That fell off a truck in front of them. Yeah, a couch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody didn't have the load secured.
Right. You know, unfortunately, those things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they escaped serious injury. What they did not escape, though, was the $166 traffic ticket that was given to them at the hospital where they were being treated.
Because?
Why?
Here's why.
Can't wait.
Guy's name is Jake Singer, who's involved in this accident. He says his girlfriend was driving on Interstate 95. Mm-hmm. I guess they're from Washington. They were returning to Washington, D.C. after taking some time in Florida. Anyway.
Yeah.
His girlfriend was driving. She swerved to avoid the couch. They were driving a 2006 Toyota Corolla. When they swerved, it struck the median and flipped over. And the truck, they had the couch, kept going. The car was totaled. They were taken to the hospital. The Florida Highway Patrol officer showed up at the hospital. The ticket was for failing to drive in a single lane.
No! Oh, come on! That's going to look silly in court, I would think.
Jake Singer, the boyfriend or the girlfriend who was driving, says he gave us a ticket for basically swerving lanes while trying to avoid a couch that was flying at us on the highway.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact,
I doubt if that'll hold up.
You're thinking so. A spokesperson for the Florida Highway Patrol says that while it's a tough break for the couple, troopers have discretion when issuing traffic citations.
That doesn't mean they win.
Drivers are supposed to maintain control of their vehicles.
Not the couches, not, though.
Exactly. What
does
about
that mean they're going to win?
Transgression can go in both directions,
sure,
guy.
Right, sure, yeah. Good. This is what most people are saying. The patrolman says, the spokesperson for the FHP, you have to look at the totality of the circumstances. Remember in Florida. Now, remember this next time you're driving in Florida. In Florida, it is recommended to have at least two vehicle lengths between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you, so you'd have enough time to react in cases such as something like this.
I don't think two vehicle lengths is enough.
I mean,
hardly enough.
You know, it's two vehicle lengths behind the truck. How many vehicle lengths behind a couch?
The boyfriend again, Jake Singer, says he attempted to reason with the trooper who brought the citation to the hospital. He says that you're supposed to give us, this is the guy talking, he says, we believe that we were supposed to have a safe road for us to drive on. If that's the contract we're supposed to be governed by, we're pretty sure that couches flying off breaks the contract. And we get to do whatever we have to do to stay alive.
I think a judge will agree. That would be my guess.
Don't be too sure.
We need to follow this case.
Don't be too sure.
We need to follow this case.
I hope you're right, but yeah, don't be too sure.
I will do my best to follow this case and see where it does.
This deserves the same attention we give to the Galvin goat every year.
We've got to keep a watch on this. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, what they're saying is treat a couch like you would a deer in the road. Don't swerve. Just hit it.
Hit the couch. Well, man, that's maybe it. Yeah,
all right.
You know, don't swerve. Just hit whatever object you have head on and hope for the best. It sounds, and I researched a couple of places, and this is the best I could find from multiple sources. I didn't find anything else that said, here's an exception. That maybe there is a little bit more in depth. I don't know. That would certainly come out in court, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And there is nothing here about any, my guess is he's going to contest it. Doesn't say that.
You think?
This is just the original.
How much is it again?
$166.
Contested.
For failing to drive in a single lane.
I bet you somebody will just give him the money and say, here.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't take it. I want to go to court. I want to get it exonerated.
I don't know, though. I mean,
Maybe they'll give him money to hire a lawyer.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
That one I would take.
Or maybe this will force the state legislature to
relook at their law.
Yeah, change the law a bit. Maybe. Amend it.
At some point, my guess is we'll hear from the Florida Highway Patrol, and they're going to say, you know what?
Yeah, maybe we thought this.
On second glance.